Everton are on the verge of signing Michael Keane. The centre-half is moving to Goodison Park for a fee of around about £25 million from Burnley. Well, joining us now is the Blues legendary defender and captain, Kevin Radcliffe. Hello, Kevin.
Hi, Salty. You OK?
Yeah, not bad at all. Thank you very much indeed. How good a signing would this be for Everton, do you think?
Yeah, I mean, it's how he takes to it, really, isn't it? Coming to Everton from Burnley. I mean, he started off at Man United. He seems to have, you know, got a really good background. You know, he played last year and the year before with a team that was defending a lot, so he's having to do a lot of defending, you know, and maybe putting the ball forward a little bit too quicker than maybe we want him to at Everton. But the most important thing is that he's a decent defender. You look at his defending attributes first, and, you know, whatever else you get from him, then that's a big bonus, because there's not many too good defenders about, but he ticks a lot of boxes.
And do you think the fact that he's been at Manchester United as well will stand him in good stead in terms of coping with that pressure of being at a bigger club?
Yeah, I think he'll know he'll know what expected. He'll know more, you know, about what it is at Everton as well. You know, I mean, it's not as if he hasn't heard about Everton. You know, you do hear about Everton, and it's a daunting task for some players to go there, especially when they're not aware of the club. As much as, you know, sometimes the foreigners that come in, I don't think they know what the expectation level is of the fans. But he'll be well aware of that, so he'll know, and I think he'll deal with the pressure well.
And if they're going for a back four at the back, Kevin, would you expect it to be Keane and Williams as the centre-back pairing?
Well, the thing is, you know, pre-season, you know, it's so different now. You know, it's more or less, you know, it's a new start for everybody. I can see it being Keane and Williams, but Jags is not. I'm not ruling Jags out. Munez Mori as well has got to come back into the throw. So when he's fit and able, but you know, there's good competition. There's Europa League as well coming up. So I think they're all going to be, you know, there or thereabouts, and you might see maybe one team for Europa League and maybe one team for the Premiership. I'm not quite sure, but I don't really like seeing the back four change about too much. It's one area really you don't sort of look to change, but yeah, it's going to be Keane. I think he's going to be the main centre back there. That's going to be first choice, and, you know, players playing around him.
And is that difficult? You know, if they've got a new centre half coming in and a new goalkeeper, are they going to need a little bit of time to get used to each other, or you know, can you sort of click straight away?
Yeah, sometimes, you know, the keeper and the centre-back, yeah, there's two there coming in, really, isn't there? Look, it's the keeper, really, to go and understand the players that he's got in front of him more than maybe the, you know, the lads understanding where the keeper, because the keeper's got to judge the distance, he's got to judge how quick each player is, and each player will be at a different pace than the other. You know, I had a problem sometimes with the ball being knocked over the top, and knowing if, you know, the keeper had to know, was I going to get there or not? So it's completely different when you're playing with somebody like me than maybe somebody like maybe Ashley Williams, where he's not as quick as what he used to be. And, you know, your sort of starting position as a keeper has to change a little bit. So, but I'm enjoying what I've been seeing and hearing from Everton, because, you know, it's just good news at the moment. It's so unlike us to be doing business very, very early and having to do it without having to sell somebody. So, you know, there's good positive signs coming out of Goodison at the moment.
Yeah, you're not the first person to say that, to express surprise about how quickly Everton are going about their business. I guess you have to link that with Farhad Moshiri coming in, don't you?
I think so. There's no doubt about that. I know we've, you know, the extra money from the Premier League again, but we've always had money from the Premier League, but we've never really seen it. We've always had to wait to sell somebody before we actually go and get somebody. And it's usually just the few days before the start of the season. We're now preparing to pre-season with these players, obviously, hopefully being there. Sandro Ramirez, I'm not too sure if he'll be turning up for training for a couple of weeks, because obviously he's just finished the tournament.
Yeah, I mean, in general, as you say, it is very, very positive. We've mentioned there about the defence, and you said there will be a lot of competition for places. Would you still like another centre-back to come in, or would that be too much to have two new centre-halves and a goalkeeper?
Well, you know, it's I think it might be a little bit too much. I think we've got players there now that can fit the bill, and there's a good competition for places. You know, let's not forget Pilkington, Holgate as well. That's there. They've raised the bar a little bit as well, because obviously knowing that you've got them there, you're looking to get better in. I mean, they won't be happy with that in one respect, but then again, I think that'll make them better players. You know, we're forgetting about them youngsters that have already made appearances for us last year and done a really good job. But, you know, it's all about improving and going that next extra step, isn't it? Our next extra step is finishing higher than what we did last year.
Sticking with the keeper, are you happy with Pickford and the fee and everything? A few people have raised eyebrows about the fee, but that's kind of modern-day football, isn't it?
I mean, the one thing that we're not standing still, you know, we're not, as we used to, dither about signing players, and then all of a sudden it's gone. And, you know, we're setting the bar at the moment with the rest of the Premier League. And what do you get now? What do you get for 20 million? You're not getting a lot. You know, it's just the prices. I mean, nobody's worth 30 million. Nobody's really worth 2 million, 3 million. But every year it goes up and up and up. And if you don't get these players and stand still, you can't keep picking people up for 5 million and then, you know, 3 years later they're worth 20 million. You know, it just doesn't keep happening. You know, the best ever signing we've had recently was Cahill for 2 million, and you know, the return we got on him and what we could have sold him for in the end, you know, in a couple of years time after being there, was maybe, you know, somewhere over the 12 million mark. So you just don't keep, you know, picking and plucking them players out from the lower leagues and turning them into, you know, a John Stones type of player, 5 million to whatever million, you know, yeah, 47 million or whatever it is. But you know, it's a very expensive market at the moment. If you just stand there and, you know, sort of stand still and don't pay it, then somebody else is going to pay it. And, well, only time will tell. I mean, he's a youngster, and hopefully we've got many of years, and hopefully he can be, I mean, potentially, I think he's got everything that you can ask for a keeper. He's maybe a little bit small on the small side, but, you know, I've seen him have great games, but, you know, he's at an age where he's going to make mistakes. And the only way you get better is by making mistakes. It's how you actually recover from making mistakes when you're a keeper.
And I mean, the rumours are growing every day about Wayne Rooney. You know, nothing concrete yet, but the odds have come tumbling down on him returning to Goodison Park. Would you like to see him back, Kevin?
Well, the only thing I would say is that where would he play?
Well, so it's a good question. I mean,
I don't think he's better than what we've got.
So for that,
you know,
yeah.
As high as I think of Wayne Rooney as a player, I don't think he's better than what we've got. We're on about us playing a high-pressure game. I don't think Wayne can play that now. But he's still a fantastic player. But, you know, when you've got, you know, Tom Davis and, you know, Schneiderlin, Gay, you know, he's going to be finding it hard with that energy that them players have got to actually break into the side. So you're paying, you know, a hell of a lot of money for his wage and everything, and the product of Wayne Rooney. But you know, I don't think he'd get much game time at Everton.
Of course, you've got Klassen there now as well, haven't you?
We certainly have. Yeah. So the competition is really, really good there. And I think that when you're looking for to play the high pressure game, you know that Wayne Rooney ticks every box except for that.
Well, we'll see what happens with that, eh? And just before you go, Ross Barkley, I mean, we're no further on with this. Would you like him to stay?
You know what? I think it's a great scenario, this. Great football, isn't it? Great footballing talking. I like the way Ronald Koeman's dealt with it, but I also like the way that Ross has dealt with it. You know, he's asked him for a decision if he's going to sign or not. Well, why does he have to give a decision when he's already got a contract for another year? You know, it's up to the club to make him feel wanted. And that's the one thing that I don't think that Ross has made to feel, that he's actually been made to feel wanted. And maybe that's the only doubt that he's got in his mind. But I'd like to see him stay, you know, because I still think there's improvement to come from Ross. And the improvement can be come through that manager in Ronald Koeman.
Yeah, it really would be an embarrassment to Richards if he stays as well. He's got so many sort of midfield and attacking midfielders at that. It's...
I just can't believe that Everton have left it this long to offer him a contract. Mm. You know, you can't keep looking at you know, the way that the management's talking, I think it's good about it, that he wants a decision and this, that and the other, or he'll look elsewhere. But also, you know, the old players, it doesn't matter how good they are or how poor they are, they still want to be made sort of wanted. And there's never been a full praise for Ross at times, has there? You know, so hopefully he does stay, because, you know, with him in the squad, we'll be a stronger squad.